Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about coronavirus food assistance program payments for cattle in just a moment.
When the going gets tough, the tough stay busy. Hi, I'm Jordan, inviting you to stay busy this spring in the seat of a new Kubota tractor from Great Plains Kubota. With Kubota tractors, you can mow, haul, dig, or use a variety of our performance-matched implements to get your toughest jobs done while staying safe and healthy. Great Plains Kubota is open because our customers have essential needs, and we'll continue to meet the demands of our Kubota customers by serving them in person or remotely. As always, shop Great Plains Kubota online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
At Superior Livestock, we're all about delivering dependable for over 30 years. And our next sale coming up Thursday, May 28th, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 36,400 head to be offered, 5,000 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 2,800 weaned calves, and over 21,000 calves on cows. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. Wrapping up our conversation with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel today as we talk with him about those coronavirus food assistance program payments that are starting to be rolled out real soon by USDA through the Farm Service Agency. The cattle industry asked Dr. Peel to head up a task force that looked at the losses for the beef cattle business in the early days of 2020, really from January all through April. And he and his fellow land grant and other economists came up with some numbers. Daryl, as you look back at what was put together by the task force as far as those losses for the cattle industry, do you feel that the coronavirus food assistance program payments are lined up about right?
If you did sell feeder cattle or what we call stockers in our report, the payments there are probably going to be pretty close to what we did. We projected those losses on a bigger number, and so this only covers actual sales through mid-April. On the cow-calf level, I'm still trying to sort out all of the pieces of the calculation relative to the way we did it in that report. I think we're probably coming in at somewhere around 50 to 55% of the damage estimate that we had, which is about the same proportion that was available in the whole pot of money relative to the damage estimate that we had. And again, for fed cattle that did sell prior to April 15th, from January 15th to April 15th, the number's pretty close, actually a little bit bigger, I think, than what our damage estimate was. But it certainly doesn't cover then what has happened since then, and particularly the extra cost that feedlots have incurred on these cattle that are not being marketed and processed in a timely way. There's tremendous cost increases there that are not reflected in any of this.
I guess kind of wrapping things up, you know, when you look at where the cattle industry is right now, for an individual beef producer, the strategy going forward, just kind of continue to hunker down and get through this year?
Well, there's no doubt I think that we're on the defensive. This is a survival year in some cases. That's a more severe condition for some people than others. You know, in terms of the cow-calf producer, fall calves, we're kind of in wait-and-see mode. There's a reasonable chance that that market actually might be fairly strong this fall. It really depends on where the economy lands, broadly speaking, once we kind of get the public health issues of this virus under control a little better, and assuming we don't have any relapse in that. You know, cow-calf producers probably just kind of hanging in there as far as fall calves and seeing what happens. Feedlots obviously have huge challenges and will have for many months, at least until we get into the fall when these low placements will probably come to our rescue, if you will. And so it's a little bit more iffy. Summer stockers, by the same token, are going to be a little bit iffy. You know, on the backside of this, there's going to be some good opportunities.
Lots of challenges, but you might remember that later on this year, we will have tighter supplies of market-ready cattle available, probably Labor Day or after, based on current numbers that are in the feedlots. So says livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Smith's Gold is an OSU wheat variety developed from the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many of the challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, longer grazing, and even better baking quality. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has longer-lasting resistance to stripe rust. It also provides great flavor in whole wheat products, from pasta to pizza. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties widely preferred by millers. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.